Hi, it's Allison Stanfield of ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action podcast for you. Last week, I reviewed a formal biography, and I gave you an easy-to-use three-part bio format. If you missed that, you can find it on the blog, so be sure to check that out. Now, of course, you don't always want a stiff-sounding biography. In fact, if you want to relate directly to your fans, an informal bio is a much better choice. Now, because most of us start writing informal bios for the About page of our websites and blogs, let's look at the informal bio through that lens. A successful About page is injected with your personality. It lists your accomplishments, but it also includes personal stories and perhaps even hobbies and interests. It has your energy, or maybe the energy you'd like to have. About pages are often written in the first person, about me, because that's more conversational than the third person, about the artist, biography. Besides, we all know that you're the voice behind your website or blog, so sometimes the third person looks odd when read along with other parts of your site. Whatever voice you choose to use, be consistent while creating a bond with your community. Writing a winning about page is a process. As with all your other promotional material, you should always be improving your about page with better stories. If you don't think you have interesting stories, think again. Almost any fact can be improved upon. Here's an example from my life. There's a dry way to write something. I received my master's in art history from the University of Texas at Austin. And the one that tells a better story. My Oklahoma Sooner fans forgave me when I packed my bags and headed to the University of Texas at Austin to work on my MA in art history. They know I still bleed crimson and cream. Try doing this with the facts from your bio to come up with a better about page or informal bio. Final word, an about page or informal bio is filled with your personality. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might like reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com to subscribe to the weekly Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.